And if you went up a mountain and there was a rocky side but it fell straight off, what would you call that?
Cliff.
And two. One cliff and two.
Two cliffs.
And if you had a gun handle and you cut a place in it.
Notch.
Would you ever hear of that as a place in the mountains or anything?
Yeah.
What would a notch be?
When you get through, I want to ask you why you're asking.
All right, certainly, sir, I'll tell you. And did you ever cut hay more than once and leave it on the ground the second time?
Yeah.
What do you call that when you leave it on the ground? Or gather it, if you gather it.
You mean just leave it laying there? That's mulching the ground.
You call it the mulch or what?
Mulch. Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that called anything like the aftermath or anything like that? Or the second cutting?
No.
And I know you grew some grains in here. Did you ever tie the grain up into a...
In a shock?
You did? Mm. Now, what size is a shock and what would you tie into a shock?
It's about this... About 6 inches in diameter. And you'd tie up oats, wheat, sometimes a bigger one would be a bundle of high gear.
You tie it?
It'd be a bundle. If it was a big one, it'd be a bundle.
10 or 12 inches now?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pile the shocks or the bundles into anything? Into a larger pile?
No. Usually ran them through a separator then, separate the grain from the chaff.
What would you call that?
That's thrashing.
What kind of breads did you have here when you were a child, or now? What kind of breads do you make?
Biscuit, cornbread, some homemade light bread, not too much. And they had hoe cake, was one of my favorites.
Hoe cake? What is that? What is that?
You never had hoe cake?
No, sir. Never have.
Hoe cake is a big biscuit cooked in a skillet. And it's only about 3/4 inch thick.
What kind of flour?
Just regular biscuit dough. But you spread it out and cook it rather brown. Not burn, but brown. And then you slice it. This old nigger used to do that. Old George Shields used to slice his hoe cake, and then he'd already have mixed up sugar cane syrup and homemade butter. Pour that all over the hoe cake, and it was awful good.
Sounds delicious.
I used to eat my breakfast and then go eat part of his hoe cake.
What kind of cornbread? You said cornbread.
Just regular yellow feed meal, yellow meal. Cornbread.
Did you eat that more than one way? Cornbread or cornmeal kind of thing?
Oh yeah, we had muffin rings, sticks, pan.
Pan, how thick was that?
Oh, about 2 inches, 2.5 inches thick.
Cooked in the oven?
Mm-hmm.
And what else would you?
I believe that's the only way we had it.
Did you ever see it taking somebody?
Oh, corn pones, yeah. The hush puppies, they call them sometimes. Some people call them. A corn pone is bigger than a hush puppy. A hush puppy is small, fried cornbread.
How about a corn dodger? Did you ever hear
of
it? Yeah. What's that?
That's about the same thing as the... the saltwater cornbread. More of a saltwater cornbread.
And what'd you put in the bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
And if somebody had a good appetite, you know, you'd say, he sure likes to put away his
food. Calories.
Well, was there a place in town that where a man would chop up your meat for you?
Oh yeah, butcher shop.
And if you let your meat out too long, you'd say the meat
spoiled.
And what might you use instead of syrup? If you didn't have syrup,
honey.
Do you ever use anything else, like made from fruit or something?
No, don't believe.
on the top of the corn, what is that? The
tassel.
And then, did you ever raise some kind of crookneck yellow vegetable here?
Squash.
And when you cook, did you ever, does anyone ever use those little things that grow in the woods?
Toadstools. Mushrooms.
What's the difference then?
Well, a toadstool as a rule is poisonous, and mushroom isn't. And I wouldn't know how to tell one from the other because they weren't in the camp.
Well, if you didn't smoke a pipe, what are the two other things that people commonly smoke?
Cigar and cigarettes.
And